3, 2, 1.
All right, let's do this. Get set. Headed for the open
door. This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run I did. Welcome to Running Flat Radio. I'm Chris Uzinski. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, we're a show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly about running, some triathlon, some cycling, but really, Running Flat's all about really producing really fun and great running events here in Southern Ontario and in Michigan. The show really kind of takes you through a lot of amazing stories, and I gotta tell you, today is one of those great, amazing stories. You're gonna want to listen to the full hour. You're just gonna love it. And basically, all these fun stories that we've talked about for 3 years now about this show is really about running is ageless, and you can pick it up at any time of your life, and you can really be great at it any time in your life, and you can just enjoy it. So we're going to take you through one of those great stories today. Last week was really fun because it was all about nude running and being naked, and you know, we had a revealing conversation with the operations director of the 20-year-old Wreck Beach Bear Buns 5K. A nude 5K, as well as we spoke to, you know, we just kind of went through running naked. And what we mean by that is basically, you know, leaving all of your technology at home, your iPod, your phone, your watch, your heart rate monitor, and just listening to your body and really just, you know, enjoying the run that you're on, whether it's a 5K or a 10K, whether it's a tempo, whatever it is, just go out there and listen to yourself. You know, listen to the rubber hitting the road and really enjoy that. You'll find that what you want to do is obviously kind of gate your pace and keep your pace without the technology. And it's an interesting way to train, which is actually the way I run. I don't run with a watch or anything. And because I actually run not for the time, but just for the actual fun of running. A couple weeks ago, we had a Walkerville Brewery in here talking about beer and the great beer that they produce. And we have a race that we do together called the Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft. Well, today we have a young man from the University of Windsor, and he's a Riverside High School grad, Corey Belmore, who posted a video of himself running on a local track doing the beer mile. Well, let me tell you, it exploded because he actually set the world record here in Windsor, and then his life got really, really interesting. He just got back from Europe, where on Sunday he set another world record in the beer mile, and he's going to join us shortly to talk more about that. And our good friend Mary Brannigan is back with us to kind of talk about the common injuries, to what to avoid, and how to treat runners, really from beginners to novice to, you know, all you senior guys right now who are starting to pile the miles on for your fall marathons. So she's going to join us also in studio. Both are here actually with us. I think, you know, Ben Kaplan's not with us, so maybe we'll just open it right up and we'll have everyone kind of guest host today and have some fun with this. And if you're interested in any of the past episodes of Running Flat Radio, just go to iTunes, look under Running Flat, or go to runningflat.com and hit the radio tab, and you can listen to, I don't know, it's got to be like 85 or 90 different episodes on there for the last 3 years. So enjoy. So you know what? Let me tell you. In the next couple of months, we're kind of wrapping up our running season. Today, we opened up the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. That race is really one of our most popular races, only because it's such a very high-end and very, very small cap to be in that race. So we opened up this morning, and literally we're 60% full. It's probably only going to be open for maybe another day, maybe a day and a half, and it'll be totally sold out. It is for next June. It's for June 3rd of 2017. The reason why we opened it up so early, frankly, is because we want you to book your cottages while everything's open before the season's out, because in the fall and winter months and spring months, you can't get a hold of anyone on the island to book your accommodation. So we do it now, get it out of the way, and then everything's done. So June 3rd next year, go to runningflat.com for more information. There's lots of changes. We changed the course. We also changed some hydration strategies in regards to chilling. It's really interesting stuff. All of it's on the website. So go to runningflat.com and hit that tab. The Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft 5K is August 20th. Yep, it's a beer run, and it's in and out of the brewery. It's just a 5K. It uses the waterfront. It's a fabulous course, and you come back for obviously a beer or two, and it, you know, there's lots of beer actually, it's because it's at a brewery. And you know, we got a really cool New Balance tech shirt that we're giving out this year, a really neat medal that's kind of Walkerville inspired. And but the really cool thing about that race is when you register, you have to declare your marital status. So you have to say that you're single, so you get a green bib that says you're available. You say you're married or in a committed relationship, and you get a red bib. And then there's a whole subset of society that has complicated relationships, so they get a bright yellow bib. And like I said, they're like the rock stars in the start shoot, because everyone's kind of pointing at them and trying to find out their stories, and you know, they blame it on their girlfriend who registered them at the time, and it's just, it's awesome. Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft in its second year out of Walkerville. Pretty cool. Hockey Town 5K. So this is the race that we produce with the Detroit Red Wings at the Joe Louis Arena. Ends in, it starts outside the Joe, you know, around those iconic stairs at the waterfront, and goes down Atwater, comes back around through the Zamboni doors on the west entrance, right near the Olympia Room, and it ends on the ice. It ends right on the red line at center ice at the Joe Louis Arena. Awesome event. Yeah, we sold it out in like 2 weeks. From time to time, you'll see bibs become available on Craigslist or Kijiji, and there is a transfer mechanism within Race Roster for you to actually buy those. But there's also a virtual component to this race where you can actually get the medal and the shirt mailed to you the week of the race. So if you're, I don't know, in San Diego or Maine or wherever you are, you know, we'll be able to mail all that to you. That will close at the end of this week. So there will, that'll be capped and finished as well. So everything will be completed by the end of this week for the Hockey Town 5K. Looking forward to that event. Zombie Chase will be opening soon as well. And that is Thanksgiving Saturday at the waterfront. We're going to release all the artwork within the next, I'd say, 5 days or so. For sure, in the next email blast, you'll get lots of information about that. You know what? We'll be back right after these messages. Corey Belmore, the world record holder, and Mary Brannigan are our special guests today. And they'll be back right after these messages.
It's the place, the people, the music. You know it when you feel it. It's Miller time. Right now, take $3 off 24-pack bottles of Miller Genuine Draft. That's $3 off the smooth, refreshing taste of MGD in 24-pack bottles at the beer store. The four times cold-filtered, refreshingly smooth taste of Miller Genuine Draft. It's Miller time. Ontario only for a limited time while supplies last. Don't drink and drive.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by AutoMax Windsor, your new car alternative. View their entire inventory of low-mileage used vehicles at automaxxwindsor.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, a clear sky with a low of 18. Mainly sunny for tomorrow, the high of 31, a humid X of 39. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 18, a mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, 30% chance of showers with a high of 32. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud, 40% chance of showers, the high again of 32.
Woofaroo Pet Fest is the place to be August 13th and 14th. Join a fantastic festival for pets and their people at the Libro Center in Amherstburg, featuring dock diving, dog agility, ponies, parrots, flyball, wiener dog races, and more. New this year, high-flying disc dogs and a dynamic police canine demonstration. There's something for everyone and two crazy days of fun. Go to woofaroo.com for more information, and friendly dogs are welcome to bring their responsible owners. Presented by the Windsor Star.
Traffic updates all afternoon long.
If there's any accidents, I can avoid them.
Plus, local news first.
Local news matters to me the most.
The Afternoon News on AM 800.
Do Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. So Mary Brannigan joins me in studio. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have like a whole bunch of guest hosts today. So it is a mishmash. It's a beer mishmash. So Mary Brannigan is an orthopedic physiotherapist with 30 years of experience treating professionals and Olympic athletes and everyday fitness enthusiasts. She's got 26 marathons and countless shorter races to her name. In October, Mary is opening a Brannigan Orthopedic Sports Therapy and Physiotherapy. Located in the Central Park Athletics.
Right.
Which is a new complex that's being constructed
beautiful
right now.
New
so
complex.
Welcome to the show, Mary Brannigan.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
One of my dearest friends.
Yes.
And also joining us is a young man from the University of Windsor track and field program who last week set 2 world records in 4 days and has been on a whirlwind trip ever since he listened to a friend. He works at the Running Factory, a local running mecca here in the city of Windsor, and he's fresh off a plane from England. He's an elite middle distance runner from the University of Windsor, having run a 3:43 for the 1500 and 1:47 for the 800 meter. Welcome to the show, Corey Belmore.
Thanks a lot, Chris, for having me.
Corey.
So let's go back in time just a little bit to, you know, you were working at the Running Factory not too long ago. Let's move my mic over. And you'd worked a long shift. I think it's like an 11-hour shift that you worked, or 10-hour shift.
Yeah, I worked at a running camp first, actually, for the university for 3 hours, and then headed right to the university, to the Running Factory for an 8-hour shift.
And what day was this?
This was Thursday last week.
Okay. And so you're at home having dinner, and then what happens?
A friend and teammate came over with a 6-pack, and he said, I want you to give a beer mile a shot. Like, I think you do really well. I think all the boys want to see you do it. So literally left half my dinner on the table, headed to local track, and then tried the beer mile, taped it, and then it went viral immediately after.
With a half full stomach. Yep. Tired from working.
11 hours.
working like 11 hours. Just for 1 second, the beer mile, and what we're going to go with the definition of what a beer mile is. The world record as it sat was 4:47.
Yeah.
And you ran after working and half fed and with 4 beers in you, 4:39:56?
Yeah, correct.
Breaking the world record.
Yeah.
Let's explain what
unofficially.
It's unofficially, but you know the tape ran with the watch. I mean, you can sit there and argue it all day long, but so let's talk really briefly about what the beer mile is.
So I don't know exactly how long ago it started, but a lot of people claim to have it started in Kingston back in the day with Queen's University.
Okay.
There's also other Windsorites that argue it started here. Either way, it's 4 beers, 4 laps. So you start with a beer, you run a lap. Have another beer, run a lap, have a beer, run a lap, and have another beer and final lap. And you can't puke, or else there's a penalty lap.
There should always be a penalty lap for puking.
You can't throw up. You cannot throw up.
Cannot puke. Beer has to be 355 milliliters, 5% beer. Can't be a cider or anything.
And then the amounts, the Hank can't
be. Yeah, so at the end, there's only allowed to be 4 ounces left in total. So there's obviously going to be a bit of foam left. So when they measure at the end, they pour it and check how many ounces are left, and there's only allowed to be 4%. 4 ounces.
4 ounces in total from all the bottles.
And you have to open your own beer each time so they know it hasn't been tampered
with, right? Yeah.
Oi. So
and you can use twist-off cans or bottles.
Oh, you can do cans.
Yeah.
But bottles are faster, are they not?
Bottles are definitely faster. I did cans 2 years ago. I tried it for my first one, and it's definitely slower.
Shotgun it.
So the video is out there, and it explodes. What happens next?
So the next morning I woke up, I was working the camp, and I get a message. I check my phone really quick, get a message from a beer mile race happening in England. It was called the Beer Mile World Classic, and they offered to fly me to England to race, and that race would be on Sunday. So I got that message Friday morning. They offered to fly me out that night, and like they said, they'd pay the way, like find me accommodations, everything.
That's crazy.
So I literally called my parents right away. I asked them, like, what do you guys think about this? Like, is it cool if I go? They said, get your work shifts covered. Like, you can go. And then called the running factory, got my work shifts covered, and then I left that night.
That's nuts.
So so the phone call comes in. The guy says, I see what you've done on the video. Looks like you're pretty fast. You know, we'd love to have you here. So you show up to England. And then what, literally what, 6 hours later, you're actually running this?
I raced it about, it was a day after. So I got in at Saturday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Raced Sunday at 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
So I had a bit of rest, but I was still extremely jet lagged and tired.
Right. And is it a little daunting now that you're actually out there competing in the world championship for the beer mile and you're a newbie on the tour circuit?
Yeah. All these guys are really serious. I took it sort of like it's like a more of a fun thing. I knew, like, even if this didn't go well, I still have like a track, like, season to like fall back on.
You still have another career.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I thought, like, worst case scenario, I got a free trip to England. Like, it goes bad, it goes bad, it goes good. Like, then
yeah,
I can't
fun.
Complain. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happens at the World Beer Mile Classic in England?
So I think there was a lot of open heats they had before. It was just a huge event they made. And
yep.
They had two elite sections. So I was the last elite section. And yeah, I don't know. It was just a huge event they made out of it. A lot of people came down. We actually met a couple from Germany on the bus ride down to the track. They were in their 60s and they just saw an ad in the paper and they wanted to come
just
watch.
Just to go watch? That's cool.
The guy was with Nick Falk. He's from Windsor too. And he was staying with his brother in London, England. So he came, watched, and he was like telling them, oh yeah, Corey's a world record holder. So they got a picture with me before the race and they had someone to root for.
That's crazy.
So yeah, that was pretty sweet.
Yeah. And did you see, did you see the tape? There's like music playing and the dude had the wig and the, well, it was like the party atmosphere. It was a lot of fun and good music. You would have liked it, Chris.
Yeah, there wasn't a ton of fans, but the fans that were there were extremely
boisterous.
Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, crazy.
They'd already been drinking.
Yeah,
it's probably.
It's 5
right?
o'clock.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about your heat. You won your heat and
set the world record there. So first lap, got the beer down pretty good. Didn't get him first, actually. I think I took the lead with like 300 to go on the first lap.
Okay.
There was a guy right on me, and this guy was actually a legit runner. He was a 338 1500 guy.
Ooh.
And he paced Mo Farah to a world record.
Wow.
Indoors in the 2 mile. So
wow.
He had like a
wow.
decent resume on
where
him.
Was he from?
He was from, I think he was from Britain, but I'm not 100%
okay.
sure. So like that first lap was pretty good. Second lap, I got the beer down good, got my burps out quick, ran the second lap pretty good, 101. And then third lap, couldn't get off that beer. Like, I couldn't pop it off with my opener. So I was pretty frustrated, but I tried to hammer that lap. And then I knew with a lap to go, I heard the crowd, like, they were all chanting, like, Corey, Corey. So, like, I thought, like, I must be pretty close to something. So I think I heard the announcer with 200 to go saying, this might be a world record. Like, he's on world record pace. So
yeah, yeah.
I just tried to give her the last, like, 200 meters.
Yeah, you look smooth the whole way.
And then I saw Nick Falk, actually, with the Canadian flag running next to me. That's pretty funny.
So is it like a hole-in-one where you actually now, since your new record hold, you have to buy one a beer at the end?
I think it went the other way around, actually. I don't know if I was supposed to, but yeah, they ended up buying me beers.
Oh, man.
So let's talk about your splits, because I think that was really interesting.
Yeah, so Rich Garten of CTV Windsor actually
former University of Windsor track
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He calculated splits, and he got right around a four-minute mile. And he got
it's
my
crazy.
Chugs at like 6 seconds, 7 seconds, 10 seconds, and 9 seconds or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but he got my actual running splits at around 4 minutes.
So, where does the Beer Mile World Champion now go from here?
It's time to get a bit serious for running now. I don't know how my coaches would feel if I continued this kind of...
No, but wait. I think Corey needs a sponsorship for his legit running,
yeah,
right?
No.
But he can get it through Molson or whoever, anyone out there who's listening. Like
yeah.
this, Corey, everyone knows Corey's a really great runner, and he will be in the 2020 games in Tokyo for sure. He's that talented.
Yeah, and I know the previous record holder has a sponsorship with Brooks, and he's supported by Amsterdam Brewery as well. And he also is an ambassador for the Beer Mile World Circuit. So he's getting paid pretty decent for like all his sponsorships.
And he can still train.
Yeah, and he can still train.
So that's cool. So, and you were saying that that guy was on Ellen.
Yeah, he was on Ellen DeGeneres.
So. We need to take it upon ourselves to get Corey on Ellen so that we can get him
my brother was saying Jimmy Fallon, actually.
Oh, right on. That's even better. yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Tomorrow
I can
morning.
See Jimmy liking beer more than Ellen.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this show will be out on podcast by noon tomorrow. So we'll make sure that we send their people a copy of the podcast and see if we can get you on there.
That'd be awesome.
And then the other part of the story, though, is that he, right after, ran the first leg of the relay. And yeah, they set a world record,
right? He did a 4x4 right after. I honestly did not want to do that.
Yeah.
But so who coaxed you into doing the relay?
Okay. He was drunk, so
no,
he
no,
probably...
No, no, no. Actually, I was feeling all right. And I knew another beer would probably be the enemy.
Yeah.
Beers in 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just put this
Holy
in perspective.
Cow.
Yeah. So one of the guys who paid my way, he was talking to me. He's like, you know, Corey, he's like, I really think you should do it. Like, I think you guys can set a world record. So I was like, you know, he paid my way. This is the least I can do for him. So I ended up doing it. And
he was right.
Yeah. It was good.
And it was the 4x100 relay?
4x4.
4x4 relay.
Yeah.
And it was with the other Canadian teammates?
Yeah, exactly. So it was three other Canadian teammates on that.
And the time was what?
4:06?
Yeah, 4:05, 4:06, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they said on the broadcast. Yeah, crazy.
That is fast.
Yeah, I think I ran a 56 lap with a chug, so
it's
probably like a 49 or so in the 400.
Wow.
The kids at the camp must be really proud of you.
I don't know how much they've seen or heard, but I originally told them it was a chocolate milk mile. So.
They're going to be barfing up chocolate milk in the house.
Yeah, I hope they're not trying any of that, because I think that'd be a little more difficult.
They probably will.
Especially if they're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Corey Belmore, the current record holder for the beer mile, and Mary Brannigan join me as guest co-hosts. We'll be right back after the news on Running Flat Radio.
AM 800 is more mobile than ever. Download our free AM 800 radio app at am800cklw.com and listen live on your BlackBerry, iPod Touch, iPhone, or iPad.
Ever find a great price for a hotel online, but when you get there, they charge you extra for everything?
Your room, sir?
Where's the mattress?
That's extra.
Not even a blanket?
Extra.
Why is there a possum in the bathroom?
Possum removal, that's extra.
During Ford employee pricing, what you see is what you get. Like an online total price adjustment of $5,813 on a 2016 Mustang GT Coupe. When the employee price online is the price you can get in store, it's easy to get into a Ford. Get your employee price at findyourford.ca.
The LCBO invites you to celebrate long summer weekends with great summer deals. Until August 3rd, you can get $4 off a 750 ml bottle of Villa Maria Sauvignon Blanc. Bursting with aromas of gooseberry and lime, this New Zealand white wine is great with shellfish. Why not bring a little splash to your long weekend with this limited time offer? Only at the LCBO. While supplies last, quantities are limited.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
A rescue on Lake Erie near Cedar Beach in Kingsville over the weekend. It happened late Saturday night. Provincial police responded to a distress call from people aboard a 24-foot Yamaha Jeppo. The vessel was returning from Put-in Bay when it had mechanical problems and began taking on water. The officers and the OPP's newest vessel responded quickly and located the boat just before it sank. 12 people on board were rescued and the jet boat was towed back to the Canadian Coast Guard station in Amherstburg. A Windsor man is facing drugs and weapons charges after a bust on the East End. Officers raided an apartment complex at Paulette Road and Wyandotte Street early Friday morning. They found crystal meth, cocaine, marijuana, as well as a loaded sawed-off shotgun and digital scale. 56-year-old Brian Bro is also charged with breach of probation. The discovery of Zika-carrying mosquitoes in Florida has prompted Canada's Public Health Agency to encourage pregnant women to get tested for the virus if they visited the Miami area on or after June 15th. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Gregory Taylor says women who have visited the area since that date should wait at least 2 months before trying to get pregnant. In sports, Tigers take on the White Sox tonight. Later on, it's the Blue Jays in Houston to take on the Astros. Junior B lacrosse, Clippers in Orangeville for a fifth and deciding game. Weather-wise, clear for tonight, a low of 18. 28 right now, that's 82 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
Helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. World record holder for the beer mile, Corey Billmore, is guest co-hosting along with Mary Brannigan.
His manager.
That's right. New title.
I couldn't even drink a beer in 4 minutes. Never mind.
I can't even drink a beer.
There you go.
That's the two things people have been saying. They can't drink it in 4 minutes, or they can't run like 4 minute miles. So.
I can't do either.
Yeah, there's not very many guys who can run a 4 minute mile.
I know.
It's an incredible story. It really is, and compelling. I really, when I heard the story originally, of you know, you're working, you know, being tired, half a meal in your stomach, and then killing it on a local high school track, and then turning around and then, you know, flying out to England and setting another world record. I was just wow.
Yeah, it was really
congratulations.
Everything that went right pretty much.
That's cool.
It was a crazy few days.
Unbelievable. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, because we're deep into kind of building up our miles now for, you know, Detroit, for, you know, some of the other big fall
run
marathons.
Run for Heroes.
There is no Run for Heroes this year. There isn't. You know, last year was our last year. It was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely was. So, wow. One of the things that I think is important, that as we're putting these miles on, we're starting to see some injuries, you know, occurring, especially for those people who didn't do much all spring and summer. And then
right.
All of a sudden now they're, you know, they have to get, you know, 15, 16, 20 in a week.
Yep.
And they're going, oh, you know, like this is starting to ache. This is starting to hurt. So, and if you're a new runner and you're starting off and you're trying to do a 5K this fall, you know, and you're probably out there, you know, walking and running and working your way up to 5K. And you wake up in the morning and you feel that ache.
Yeah.
That pain.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a number of those as well. and you know, some of it's age, some of it's, you know,
right.
just being, you know,
a little more active than usual.
Or just having horrible mechanics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
like I do.
Yeah.
You know, I look like a mixer going down the road. You know how atrocious I run. But anyway, where are those telltale signs of, okay, that's just a normal ache, you know,
that's
stretch it out and go, or like, ow, like,
yeah.
that's something that will further
start?
Damage.
Yeah. So when I talk to the running groups at the Running Factory for the half marathon or the Learn to Run groups, I'll always tell them, you and I both know you're not going to get through a half marathon without some kind of pain, right? While you're doing it. So, and if you are, then you're probably not trying hard enough. So there's the kind of pain that you feel in
right.
your muscles from working really hard, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you finish training, Corey, I'm sure you're like, oh man, I'm whipped.
Oh yeah.
Right. So your muscles are sore and you have to break your muscles down to allow them to adapt to your training so that
right.
you kind of cycle in hard workout, easy workout and rest.
Stress and recovery.
So I'm less concerned if people have a little bit of muscle pain for a couple of days. If it goes on longer than that, then either you're training wrong, you're not resting enough, or you've got a mechanical problem. But by and large, if you're running and if you're starting out in pain, that's, you know, you probably need to do a dynamic warm up and loosen up and that kind of thing. But after your workouts, if you have a little bit of muscle soreness or towards the end, if you're pushing your mileage, that's normal and to be expected.
Right.
If you have joint pain, that's a problem for me. Unless you are someone with osteoarthritis and you have to keep moving, and that's one of the forms, you know, a little bit light exercise, and then as you keep going, your joint pain goes away.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different story, because I don't ever want anyone to stop exercising. Maybe modify it, but, you know, keep moving. But if you have joint pain, like I'm walking down the stairs and my knee hurts, and I'm walking and my knee hurts, then don't go run until you get that checked out. So the biggest flag I tell to people is it's not going to go away. You know, the pain that you have in an area is probably caused by a mechanical region elsewhere. So this causes this and this causes this, and you end up with knee pain.
Right.
So you can't just take time off and treat your knee, you know, with ice or ultrasound or laser or tape or whatever, and then expect it to come back, right?
Correct.
So you have to figure out the reason for that.
The root cause.
Yeah. And some people go, oh, I just thought it was because I was running. I'm like, was your other knee running with that sore knee? And they go, yeah. I'm like, well, then it's not that, is it? Or else both knees would be sore. So you've got a mechanical issue somewhere. So joint pain, I don't want you to run with.
Right.
Without getting checked out thoroughly from someone that can figure out why you have that problem. So you have to have that painful area treated, but you have to have the cause of the problem that's leading to that knee pain figured out.
Right. So over the years, when I run, I also ice my knees. Because it's just, you know, because of IT,
right
IT band.
Run.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just, it's something I've always done habitually and still continue to do today. And, you know, with age, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you know, sometimes it's kind of. Sometimes, you know, you know, to put the feet on the ground and you go,
snap, crackle, pop.
That's new.
Yeah.
That's a new pain. Or that's a familiar old one.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, usually, you know, kind of when you get it going and you get the joints moving,
that's right.
You do some stretching and. You know, you go do a bunch of sit-ups and you go do a bunch of exercises.
Do some planks and loosen up and do some A's and B's and then you lubricate the joints and then ease into it. Yeah.
Right.
That's not a reason to not run unless you continue having pain after you've tried to loosen up.
And with runners, it does become somewhat ritualistic in getting ready to go for a run.
Yeah, for sure.
And sometimes it's also building those proper habits where, you know, you're lacing up, you're doing some stretches, you know, when you go out. For me, it's also kind of like asthma care, right? So, you know, we'll take care of the rinsing and the inhalers.
Inhaler, that's right.
And we do everything long, you know, at least a half hour before. We try to warm up our lungs, which is a show that I want to bring one of our respirologists on to kind of talk about, is there's a number of exercises to warm up your lungs before you go outside. You know, instead of just hitting the pavement and then going a million miles
and
a minute,
hyperventilating quickly,
and then you know, especially on warmer days like we've seen over the last number of weeks, it's literally you're chewing air trying to get it in, you know, as you're warming up your lungs and trying to, you know, expand that capacity. But yeah, those are all things that you kind of learn with time and with age and by doing this sport for so long, you kind of find those tricks for yourself, what works for you,
right.
How do we deal with those mechanical issues?
So you need someone to specifically tell you you're not flexing your left hip as much as your right hip. Like you need it diagnosed first. And we always try and give people specific things to do, right, Corey?
Yeah.
And so you need to, when you're standing on that leg, cue this muscle and think of this, you know. So we give you specific things to think about and it's up to you to do them. So I have people saying, I didn't really have time to exercise my glutes before I went. And I'm like, okay, so would you go running with one running shoe on? And they go, no. I go, well, you're leaving the house with one glute. So you have to have the discipline to do the boring exercises I give you that are really pretty finicky sometimes, that you have to pay attention to your form so that you can enjoy running injury free. Because you think about, you're taking, I don't know, 8 times your body weight if you're running, and you probably know the statistics on how many footsteps and how many, you know, for hours and hours that you're doing this. So it's a lot of stress. And most people have sedentary jobs where they sit there and get deconditioned all the time.
Yep.
So you just, your healthcare professional should spell out exactly what they want you to do. And they always say, well, how many should I do? And I'm like, no, I want you to pay attention to how you're moving so that if you fall apart in fatigue, you recognize that. You recognize that aberrant motion. And you go, whoa, I got to stop and try it again. So that you
reset.
Can so that you can notice it when you're running or walking or working or walking the dog, right?
Yep.
You have to do everything you do in the day, all those functional activities, and cue your muscles like they're exercises.
Right. That voice is Mary Brannigan. You know, and Mary, you work on a number of Olympic athletes and kind of high-performance athletes.
Yep.
You know, Corey is a high-performance athlete. Soon to be an Olympian, but really he's right now basking in being the world champion of the beer mile.
the beer king.
You know what, we're gonna be back after these messages, but first we're gonna do our song of the week. And song of the week this week is from Captain with Numbers on Running Flat Radio.
Mm-hmm.
A show based on opinions.
I prefer to know where my money is going and how it's being spent and what charity is going to.
The Lynn Martin Show.
But there's a lot of other costs that we have no control over.
And nobody said one thing about that.
On the next show, we have recently been hearing about Miss Teen USA and her racist tweets from her past. Should someone's storied past limit them from future positions? Have you done something in your past that has restricted you? And we'll discuss recycling and the environment. How do you reduce your carbon footprint?
The Lynn Martin Show. Weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800.
Thanks for calling Reliance Home Comfort.
Hi, I was hoping my air conditioner would make it until next summer. No such luck. It just broke down and I'm burning up.
Ah, problem solved. Get a free AC when you buy a select furnace and pay for installation.
Free AC? Hey, any free SUVs up your sleeve? Home theater systems?
Nope, no such luck.
Get a free air conditioner when you buy a select furnace and pay for installation. Conditions apply. Call 1-866-RELIANCE or visit reliancehomecomfort.com for details. At Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center. Stop suffering with foot or ankle pain. Enjoy custom relief with customized foot orthotics from Complete Foot Care and Orthotics Center at 3020 Dougal.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. A clear sky with a low of 18. Mainly sunny for tomorrow. The high of 31. A humidex of 39. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 18. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday. 30% chance of showers with a high of 32. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud. 40% chance of showers. The high again of 32.
It's storm season. Will you know what to do if the power goes out? Here are some quick tips from Enwin. Turn off stoves and burners, travel only if necessary, check to make sure your neighbors are okay, and stay away from downed power lines and anything they touch. Call Enwin if you spot electrical hazards and stay calm. We're already working to restore your power. Visit our outage center on Enwin.com for outage information. This is Barbara Pierce-Marshall from Enwin, working with Windsor to keep you safe.
Get in touch with your creative side while taking a step back in time during the John R. Park Homestead's Lost Arts Festival, Sunday, August 7th. Enjoy Essex County's original Makers Fair featuring a wide range of artists and demonstrators. Get hands-on with art from years gone, then tap your toes to live music by the Essex County Ramblers. There's something for all ages at the Lost Arts Festival happening this Sunday between noon and 4. Admission is $4 per child, $6 per adult, and a $20 family maximum. Sponsored by AM 800. More details at irca.org/JRPH.
The secrets in the numbers, I can feel it multiply and pull me under. Oh, I wonder, are you hiding out? Are you slipping undercover? Are the secrets in the numbers?
It's Song of the Week with the band Captain with Numbers here on Running Flat Radio. If you're just tuning in, we have Mary Brannigan. We're talking about running injuries and issues. What's a real injury? What's, you know, what's a mechanical issue?
What to pay attention to?
What, just suck it up, buttercup, and get the hell out there. You know, and like, stop your whining. Which ones of those? Corey Belmore joins us as well, the world record holder for the beer mile. So look at WebMD, which I know is...
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Stay off the internet.
I get it. So WebMD has published a top 10 running injuries list that people are always logging on to kind of see, you know, what is it? What am I suffering from?
Yeah.
So here's the top 10. There's side aches is number 10.
It's nebulous.
It's it could be a GI
stitch
cramp
in your side or
GI cramp or whatever, right? Yeah, you drank too much beer and you got a puke or something like that. number nine was bursitis of the knee.
Yeah, there's lots of bursa around the knee.
Yeah. And what's bursitis?
So a bursa is a little sac of fluid that's usually between tendons and bone or tendons. And it just, makes it easier to for the tendon to slide over the bone. Okay. And so if there's abnormal mechanics through there, then it rubs and it gets big and fat and swollen.
Okay. Number eight is Achilles tendonitis.
That's only eight, eh?
Huh. we'll work on this list.
Yeah.
Number seven is stress fractures.
Yeah, you know you're ignoring some serious signs if you let it get to the point of a stress fracture. Yeah. You're training too hard with bad mechanics.
Do you know anything about this, Corey?
Yeah.
I've had four in the past couple of years, so yeah. That's, definitely that's know about that.
In the foot?
Foot.
In various places,
Shin, lower femur, and then metatarsal. So the foot, yeah.
Yeah, foot again.
And really the only thing you can do is rest, right? I mean, you just need
yeah,
to
Yeah, okay,
to
so here's the thing. I have a ton of people, not a ton, but I've had some people that put in a ton of mileage too, like Corey, right? And that have had stress fractures. It's never just that they're running too hard. They have bad mechanics somewhere. So got to fix the back, got to fix the hip, fix the low back, and then help the mechanics of the leg. And then you treat, yes, you have to, you know, get on a zero gravity treadmill or yeah, underwater treadmill or something that you can so that, or get on a bike, but alternate training so you don't lose your fitness. And there's lots of stuff we can do locally. And then you fix the mechanics so that you get rid of the cause of the problem.
But it's time off. Like it's good 4 to 6 weeks
time off from running, but not completely time off. These guys can't afford to have time off.
Yeah. Correct. So a lot of people pool run instead. So you wear a belt, you just run on the deep end of a pool and you focus on your mechanics there. Still get the same sort of workout and training
in the pool. You can't lose your fitness, right?
Right. So. Number six is sprained ankle.
Yeah. Okay. I broke my ankle in the Detroit Marathon mile 18 once, right? I looked up and crashed. So if you have previous sprains, they're kind of like concussions. The best indicator of having a sprained ankle is having a previous one, I think. You damage the little proprioceptors that tell you where you are. And if you have run with me, which you have, people honk at me and I don't even look because I have to stare at the ground because I don't know what my feet are doing, really, unless I'm looking at the ground, right? So you damage those little proprioceptors and you turn a corner or you hit a little pebble or something and you can't right yourself and you're out.
Yeah, slides out.
Yeah.
Number five, blisters.
People. Cut your toenails a month before. Try out your socks. Try out your shoes. Put Vaseline between your toes, right?
I know. I keep saying that.
Come on, man.
I keep saying that.
Or tape your toes or something. I had some friends that wore those little silicone toe sleeves if they always had like a crooked toe that where the nail went in.
Right.
And that works too.
Yeah.
But try stuff out. Don't wear new shoes before a race. Don't wear new socks. Like it's got to be tried and true, right?
Yep.
Your hydration methods and your gear.
I see too many of blister issues.
Oh, of course.
Like the running factories.
Right, so. Sure, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And you can almost understand new shoes, right? You're going into a new architecture and you're going to get kind of blisters in different spots until you kind of work them in.
Break them in.
Until you break them in. We were talking about this last week with Ben Kaplan. I'm a Hurricane guy. I've worn Sauconys for 14 years, always the same architecture. I can get a pair of Hurricanes in any store, anywhere in the world, put them on, and then go for the run without any issues because of the architecture and my feet just seem to blend.
And they don't change the model on you.
They really haven't.
They really don't try and change a lot because they'll have a lot of mad people.
Yeah, like guys like me who've been wearing the same shoe for over a decade, right? So,
Me.
Here's one that's really dear to my heart in the last couple of weeks. Plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, okay. So I was telling you off air. Plantar fasciitis, I can give you like 5 different causes. I get people with plantar fasciitis all the time.
Sure.
So the plantar fascia is this tough connective tissue that helps support your arch. And it goes from the calcaneus, your heel bone on the bottom, down to the metatarsal heads. And it helps support. So if there's micro tears in it, then it'll become inflamed. And then you rest on it and you get up and you re-tear it in the morning. But the causes of it are so multiple. So I've had people who've had sprained ankles and, you know, you have all these bones in your feet that are supposed to roll on each other from a loose pack position where, you know, rigid lever or push off rigid lever back and forth. If you have one of those little bones stuck and not moving properly, that can make the plantar fascia pull a little bit. If your ankle is stuck, I have people with low back trouble and it makes the calf muscles pull too hard and that pulls on the, yeah, that's you. Yeah. And so again, I know people like recipes, but there's no recipe, right? Yeah. You treat the plantar fascia, but you're going to get nowhere if you just do ultrasound or shockwave or laser or massage or tape it or orthotics. If you don't get rid of the ultimate cause, which you need someone that knows what they're doing to look at that and tell you what to do to help yourself.
Yeah.
You don't, so you don't
want the quick band-aids for that kind of stuff.
No, there is not. And people love to hear it. And WebMD will probably tell you that ice it and wear your little sock and get some shockwave and, you know, and
you'll be fine.
Yeah. And you won't.
So number three is muscle cramps.
Yeah. So again, I think it's in the summer when it's really hot and people aren't hydrating properly or they're just drinking water when they should be drinking, you know, something like Infinite that has, or Gatorade or something, right?
Right.
That has the proper...
some nutrition in it.
Right. So that's common in hot summer months when people are really overtraining. I see cramps all the time from back problems, where the muscles are cramping a little too hard because your back is messed up and the nerve going to that muscle is just making it twitch a little too hard.
Right.
And it can cramp. So
number two, shin splints.
Mechanical trouble in the lower leg or foot. So it can come from the foot up to the shin where you can't absorb the impact properly, or from the top down where the mechanics of the hip aren't allowing the knee to roll properly. And also... I get some novice runners that run too upright and they actually land with their foot in front of them instead of underneath them, propelling them forward. So they're backing themselves up with every foot plant. So imagine I'm running and my foot lands in front of me and it pushes me backwards. So I can't dissipate the force of that impact up my leg properly and it kind of stops at my shin.
And on the pavement, that's like 10 times worse too, because it's hard. Even more severe.
Right. So run on grass and run on, even if you step off the concrete onto the trail or the dirt, the blacktop makes a big, big difference.
So number one. The number one WebMD complaint for injuries for runners is the IT band.
Yeah. Okay, so the iliotibial band is that tight. If you run your hand down the outside of your thigh and it goes to the side of your knee, to this little hunk of bone, Gerty's tubercle, there's bursal bands or bursa sacs around there too. So to me, if that's what you're dealing with, it's your nasty hips.
I have terrible hips.
Yeah.
You know that. Everybody knows.
So if your hip muscles, you think about your hip as a ball in a socket, and the ball is about the size of a golf ball, and all the muscles of your hip have to keep that golf ball centered in the middle of your hip while you pound 8 times your body weight through there, right? Mm-hmm. And in a good position so you can still spin like a pin the tail on the donkey.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have an imbalance of those muscles, that will usually cause you to kind of flag, you know, when you land, and it can put a little bit too much stress on the IT band.
And I know that, you know, we've rolled the bands, right, in warm-up and then cool down.
Yeah, it's not going to do it. You do. No, that's not going to do anything. No. Your IT band is not supposed to stretch either. It's tough fascia. You don't want that to stretch. You can lengthen the muscles on the end of it, like your glutes, if they're ridiculously tight. But the problem's usually not that you're too tight. It might feel that way, but you have an imbalance of your muscles, so you probably have a weakness somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. It's always the hard answer.
I always have lots of weaknesses.
Yeah.
Any other tips for the folks right now as we're wrapping up?
Yeah, I would say people always come to see me in a panic in October and go, I think I tore my hamstrings and I've got like a half marathon next week. And I go, well, how long have you had this? And they go, well, it's been sore since April. And I go, what's wrong with you? Well, I thought it would go away. It's not going to go away. No. Man, like I said, if you have pain for a couple of days, go see someone about it. Try and get it figured out and do the exercises that you're supposed to do. Seek out someone that can help you along your way.
But you also know that runners are a little stubborn.
Oh, I've learned the hard way, so.
Yeah, right?
We all know that.
I was stupid too, but I really want to run. And then I thought to myself, if I were my patient, what would I tell myself? I'm like, you idiot, what are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Corey, really quick. Yeah. Usain Bolt came out yesterday saying that he's never run longer than a mile. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
I heard this third person. He was in a press conference and they were asking him about running other distances. And he's never run over a mile in
he's
distance.
A sprinter, though.
Yeah, he is a sprinter. So
yeah.
I feel like his warm-up would probably be like 2 laps max, so 800 meters. So
Is that possible?
Yeah, I would think so, right?
Yeah, he wants to keep the fast twitch. You don't want to get too much slow twitch muscles there. So, yeah, it's definitely possible.
Yeah, I heard it just kind of threw me back because, you know, look at everyone we hang out with and we talk to and work with are like marathoners, half marathoners. You know, we don't deal with very many, you know, world class 100 meter you know, specialists. And I was really kind of thrown back by that whole thing that he's never run over a mile.
Yeah, it's crazy to think about, but like being a sprinter, they train completely different than us. So it is realistic.
Challenge him to a beer mile.
Oh, man. If you can hold me off for a couple of 400 meters, I don't know.
That's awesome. Thanks to our special guests today, our good friend Mary Brannigan for co-hosting, and also Corey Belmore, the new world record holder for the beer marathon. Thanks for coming in. It was great having
you.
It was awesome having you. And we'll get you some sponsors. We'll get some people listening to this show who are interested in helping you out.
Yeah, I'm willing to talk to some people.
Absolutely. And for more information about the Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon for 2017, it is almost sold out. And it's only been on sale today. Really, there's 40% left, so hurry up, go to that. For Hockey Town and Craft Draft and our other great runs, please go to runningflat.com. As well as go to our Facebook pages for each one of our races, or follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your run, your walk, your workout, whatever you're doing. We're not back in 7 days. We're off next week. So until 14 days from now, I'm Chris Uzinski. Keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode. Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.
There's an old Texas trick.